Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Link Kroger. He's with Pillar Technology, who was recently purchased by a bigger company and now known by a different name, so we'll let him talk a little bit about that. And so, Link, thanks a lot for being on the program, and just start off by talking to us about your company, Pillar Technology, being bought by a bigger company. Tell us how that may or may not affect the plans for the forge here that you have planned for Jefferson.
So the all of the forge agreements for Jefferson have been signed. So Jefferson Forge is a signed done deal. The Accenture was fully behind this. They were very encouraged we were doing a project like this. So there was no barriers to it. You know, it still has to play out. It's still an experiment to see how it works. And Pillar Technology is now Industry X. Actually, all the employees are very excited about it. For us, it's a big opportunity of investment, of direction, of opportunities to change the world. You know, if you talk to people at Pillar, what do you want to do? They want to change the world. And now they're just in a position to better change the world on bigger, more impactful projects to humanity.
Now, tell us a little bit about the company that bought you, Accenture, about their global reach and kind of a little bit about that company.
Yeah, so Accenture, they're a large, very large international company. I believe over 400,000 employees, over $30 billion in annual revenues. They're a world leader, if not the world leader, in any technology-type enablement of business solutions. I don't even know all of the areas that they get into when they're that big, but they were always one of our biggest competitors in some areas because, you know, we were working on from smart city to, you know, anything that's very advanced, they're in that, and they're a leader in it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the fact that the forge plans in Jefferson, like you alluded to, are not going to change now that you've been purchased by Accenture? Just kind of walk us and remind us, Link, a little bit about that academy program and what your goal is once the forge does open.
Yeah, so, and right now, we'll talk a little bit shooting out a couple years because, you know, the idea, the state we want to be at is when the students are coming through high school, they're taking classes in their community college, whether it's that or some combination of teachers at Green County, but they're getting that education and they're getting more than just software development. They're getting in other segments. And I know that was a strategy of the community college coming here is let's try healthcare, let's try advanced manufacturing, and let's see if these are the right kind of careers that I'd like to do as, you know, as my future. Try that out. And for the ones that were software developments, a good match, then they finish their Iowa Central program. Then they apply for the Pillar Academy, or now it'll just be the something new, Industry X Academy. It'll have a new twist on the academy. And then when they graduate that, they become an employee. If, you know, there's a whole option there of how to become an employee. From there, they go into a two-year apprenticeship program. So, you know, kind of the happy path is by the time, this is the goal, right? If you can be 22 to 24 years old, not have any college debt, have a better than computer science degree, and be making $75,000 a year, and stay in your rural community or travel, if that's really what you want to do, then that opportunity is open for those people.
Now, when this announcement first came back, I believe last year, when the bond referendum was also coming out at the same time with Green County, it was a brand new idea that was going to, you know, not only change our community, but also change the state of Iowa. Now it's kind of stretched beyond Iowa's borders, and it's starting to hit the coasts with your clients on the West Coast and East Coast. Talk to us about that reach that you're having an impact now over in California, too.
So Congressman Khanna was in Iowa about 3 weeks ago and got to share with him this program. And he is a, I believe, appointed by President Obama called the Tech Hire Initiative on how do you bring tech to those people left behind, which is rural America. So he's just been a major proponent of how do you bridge that urban and rural legislature and how do you make something like this succeed in getting the tech work to these rural communities now that there's the education and the talent developed, right? Because that's the thing in the past. Companies didn't have that pathway to go to rural, but now they do. So how do we get that big and visible, understood to companies that this is actually a pathway where they can invest in rural America? And it's not even invest because it's just going to be choose it, right? We're going to be far better than any competition offshore can do.
And it's also caught the interest on the federal level, too, with the Department of Education and Department of Labor. Yet to see that kind of combination come together. But the Secretary of Labor, I believe, made a trip here to Des Moines. Talk to us about that and how Jefferson became involved in that conversation.
Yeah, so Secretary of Labor Alexandra Acosta from the U.S. Department of Labor was in Des Moines for the Future Ready Iowa Summit. And part of that is he heard about what we were doing here in Jefferson, just got to share with him the whole thing from the new high school getting being built with the community college connected to it, just that capability for students to take classes that are college level while they're in high school. He expressed three of his areas that administration is trying to solve is one is the six-year graduation rate. How do you increase that? And if you look at most percentages, up to 40 to 50% of students who go to four-year colleges don't finish them in 6 years, meaning there's a high likelihood they wouldn't. Another point of his administration he mentioned was the how do you reduce debt? You know, how do you reduce that college debt, right? And the third is, how do you create parallel pathways to four-year degrees? And this works at all three of those, right? So now when you're in high school, you just have a corridor between you and your college where you take those classes. So there's hopefully a lower probability of a dropout when you actually go to the four-year university if you take that path. You know, you've taken more classes that are, I think, in Iowa, almost free for the student if you take them while you're in high school. The combination of taking more free college with the lower hopeful probability of not changing majors, which is one of the big reasons kids drop out and their debt goes up as they change majors, is that'll be very influential with, you know, improving the reducing debt and improving the college dropout. And then obviously having the academy here, they don't need to go to a four-year school. They can do this whole pathway right here. And the bonus of it actually prospers and helps the rural communities in America.
Take us back to the timeline of when the Forge potentially could be open, and just talk to us about the project overall, because I understand you're still going for those historical tax credits, which could also play a part in how that construction happens.
Yeah. As of right now, we're hoping the Forge in Jefferson will be open around the May of 2019 timeframe. The historic tax credits are one of the big things to work through. You know, obviously you want to maintain the integrity of those buildings and at the main time make them a very usable, highly functionable building that people can actually do modern era work in. So, which is, you know, modern era is more open. You know, you have elements like some of the small challenges, and the group's been really good to work with. But, you know, you think about if you have to preserve something where rooms where people work, you know, alone and there's no transparency, you have a lot of issues now around safety and harassment that you just can't have those environments. So we're working through those elements of how do you create transparency into these rooms, but yet maintain the integrity of the building. You know, great discussions, because you know, if you just restore a building to be historic, but it sits empty, there's not a lot of value in that. So how do you make it practical, make it applicable today, but yet connected to the history of the building and of that community? So those are going well, and hoping we can get all that closed up in the near future.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with Link Kroger, formerly of Pillar Technology, now with Industry X, talking to us about the Forge here in Jefferson. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.